Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to NZ On Air.
It is indeed Friday Live, and I'm very excited. We've got Slitopia in the building. How are you guys doing?
Yo!
Kia ora,
we're good. Kia ora.
It's exciting to have you here ahead of Prezapalooza, which I'm sure is going to be an awesome gig. The first ever time I heard about you was that awesome poster for that Wah Nelson gig that you did.
With
Droneator.
That was a really fun show. Really
How did great. That one go off?
Well, Wah's just a fantastic little club. It's a community-run space. Mm. They've been going for just over a year, I think. And yeah, ended up staying at one of the people who's involved's houses while we were there.
Oh, that's
it's very,
so awesome.
Very lovely, very open and community-focused space. Mm.
The Southern hospitality is different, eh?
It's so dope.
Go to someone's house, they offer you a cup of tea. It's
I
like,
know,
come on now.
And we stayed at like the organizer's house, and yeah, it was just so lovely.
Epic sound system at Wah as well.
Oh, shout love out. That. Are you guys doing cool things? You just been on tour, or how long was the tour now for you?
Ooh, last September, maybe. We did a little mini micro states tour, which was pretty interesting.
Mm.
We got like kind of bombarded by friends and family being like, you've got to delete your social media, you've got to do all this stuff, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. And I was like,
bring two phones.
Like, but yeah. But we did we didn't really do that, but I did make some sandwiches that got confiscated at the border because they had meat in them.
Yeah,
and that is the worst thing that happened.
There's so much like biochemical warfare happening in the States. Why is the meat getting taken away? That's crazy. That's out the gate. Do you have any funny anecdotes from tour? What was the best moment that sticks out in your minds? Because I know there's some crazy stuff that happens stateside.
Ooh. I mean, I had a great time making these like bibs for our performance, but I was making them during our travel around the States, and they didn't end up being used until our very last performance in Vancouver, so not even in the States. And I had left two of them, well, like the two bibs for both of us. I'd left them in one city, and they were shipped to our friend's house so that I could pick them up. And then we had left that house by the time they arrived. This is not a great anecdote when I think
I'm
stoked to actually get to wear it.
Yeah,
and it was like a big felted kind of bib with spikes and like a felt vagina kind of like made out of ruffles.
Is this future Slitopia merch? Because where can we buy it?
Well, I actually left it at the venue in Vancouver and left it for the wall kind
of. That's actually pretty beautiful.
If somebody really wanted to buy it, they could buy it. But
well, speaking of merch, we should probably do you have merch that people can buy? Because you're pretty rad. I'm sure people want to get behind and support.
Yeah, our friend M Van Dam did us two different designs. They're really sick. They're of rabbits because one of our songs kind of references a rabbit moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a bit of a rabbit theme through our music at the moment.
I love it so much,
So well, two different t-shirt designs, one with a double rabbit and one that's kind of a spooky guy. And they'll be available on the day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
For Prezapalooza.
Well, speaking of Prezapalooza, a great name, eh? Speaking of Prezapalooza, we should probably hear you play something if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
Slitopia, live in the BFM studio.
Thank you.
just starts to blow. Thunder Viking, this could be our place. Why won't the frontal close when it is inside me? Components everywhere. And you're never gonna beat it. You are a complete delinquent. And you're never gonna beat it. Never gonna beat it. And she said,
hell yeah, we got a text on the text machine. Someone's asking what the setup is. It's a pretty crazy setup, and I love that you're kind of like playing facing each other. Run us through what's going on here.
We've got a stack of Korgs.
I've
got an R3. Evelyn's got the micro Korg classic.
Yeah.
And then we're running our beats and some of our bass lines through the Electron DigiTact.
It's so epic, man. It's like, I don't know, so fitting for the music. Such a futuristic sound. Mm-hmm. So dope. Is there a world attached to this Sliptopia, like, kind of... I feel like you could write a sci-fi book about this and it would make so much sense.
Yeah, I guess that is a bit of a sci-fi reference.
I have a bit of a narrative idea for a series of music videos, but that's in the making.
I love that.
Yeah, if anyone hears our music and has any video skills, please come forward.
There you go.
We're on the lookout for talent.
Yeah, we're also scoping like an actor for the main role.
Hell yeah. I mean, there's plenty of actors who are about to text and be like, any gigs? Any jobs? So I'm sure that you'll get that in.
Yeah, yeah. Let's create more jobs for the arts. Hell yeah.
If Sliptopia was a world, what would be the facets of that world? Because it feels like a utopia. So what are the fundamental rules?
Ooh, rules. We're getting into the nitty-gritty. I don't know about rules.
No rules? Total anarchy.
I like a bit of structure, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that's why you're a band. Like,
yeah. With the yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang. So what was the name of that track before we hit on?
That track is Thunder Viking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a cathartic one, bit of a deep well in there.
Mm. Mm. Wrote most of that song on a really long train from Memphis to New Orleans.
Yes.
And it has like those sideways windows so you could sit and look directly outside. You're kind of high up. It was very beautiful. Yeah.
Groovy, yo. Is there new music in the works? I know we kind of, I'm foreshadowing a conversation.
Well, for Prosopalooza, we're playing pretty much all unreleased music.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a kind of backward way to do it, I guess. We should.
Yeah, we're not following the rules. It,
yeah, no rules, but rules. Like, yeah. That's so crack up, yo. Well, you got one more track for us. What's this one called?
This one's called The Doctor.
The Doctor, I like
this is like moving into like more of a surrealist space in a way, like from the emotions into the surreal.
I love that, y'all. Sliptopia and BFM studio.
I'm ready.
Doctor, but
Did you want to be a model? Hot like fucking Arizona. Never ending scenes of Hollywood. In a land of smoke and mirrors, so you turn into a milk bar where the rooms lit like a cigarette. Who's the doctor? You're the doctor. Who's the doctor? You're the doctor. You're the doctor. You're the doctor. Of your daughter, feel the dice behind your silhouette. Made of hardened sheets of plastic, there's a warrant made of paper. Get your swipe card while you still can. Tap your future to the best man.
Sorry for the ambient coughing sound in the background there.
Hey, that was perfect. Made it better.
Yeah, I was like, let me add a little something into this.
I love that.
If you want to hear that sans the coughing noises, you can head down to Prozapalooza. But before we go away, someone texted in and said, can you explain the setup like I'm five?
I don't have a techie brain, but maybe yeah. Sophie can.
So there's two of us. Evelyn sings and runs voice through Halicon Live, which is the same pedal that the Knife use.
Oh,
if
cool.
If you know that band.
Yeah, yeah.
An excellent duo as well. And then we have two synthesizers. We play one each, and then we have beats on a drum sampler sequencer machine.
So epic, yo. So epic. When people, if people want to support you, where can, yeah, yeah. No, I picked it up, but I can also see it, so it's not fair. If people want to support you, they can head to your Bandcamp, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a little website as well. It's not up to date, but yeah, we're going to chuck some stuff up there, merch and new records that we put out. We're hoping to put out another record this year, maybe soon, hopefully. Recording is in process.
Awesome, y'all.
Yeah, and we're playing first at Prozapalooza, so be there on time.
Yeah. Be there early. Be there before doors. Someone also texted and said, tell them they need my Micro Freak.
Oh my gosh, we're trying to buy one. We are trying to buy one. Oh my gosh, are you selling it? Can you message us on the Insta?
595 if you're selling it, let us know.
Is that Kara?
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
What the?
Text me back.
Yeah, text us back, Kara.
Give them the Micro Freak. Oh, thank you guys so much. Prozapalooza this Sunday. Catch the Utopia live. It's been Friday Live. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to NZ On Air.